Long hours, little pay, and lots of public scrutiny. Sounds like a dream job, right? Well, that's often the very real experience of school board members, especially here in Seattle. But part of that job description could change. State Representative Reuven Carlisle is considering a proposal that would pay school board members $42,000 a year, the same as state lawmakers. As of now, school board members are only eligible for reimbursements of up to $4,800 per year. So what are the benefits of paying school board members, and does it lead to student improvement? Thomas Alsbury is professor of educational administration and supervision at Seattle Public University. He told KUOW's Ross Reynolds that Seattle is actually pretty typical in not paying school board members.
Actually, there are only a few places that pay school board members in the United States, and most of them at a rate considerably less than the proposal in the Washington legislation. The only one that comes close to it is Florida. That state will pay its largest school districts about $41,000 last year, and then smaller districts in that state, board members receive down to about $23,000. There are about five other states that also pay their board members, but it's hovering around $12,000, $15,000.
So not much in not many places. So why this tradition of not paying school board members?
Well, it's an interesting question. Originally, when boards were conceived, I guess, which was in the late 1800s actually in the United States, boards were intentionally not paid board members and intentionally were not to divulge their political position or their political party support. It was specifically followed the argument of Thomas Jefferson as to why education also should not be controlled at the federal level or a central level, which is quite unique for the United States. The reason is the same for all three, and that is that they wanted to make it as apolitical as they possibly could, and they also didn't want political interest to rule the day in terms of if a political party took over at a particular point. They didn't want the goals of the district swinging back and forth to follow the political ideologies, and rather to control that, to maintain some sense of local control by the community because it's their children in the schools, they tried to strip away as many of those things as they could, and that included political affiliation but also pay.
Now, working as a school board member is much more complicated than it was 20 or 30 or 40 years ago, isn't it? It's a much more demanding job.
It depends. Without giving a long history lesson, I will tell you that originally school boards in cities like Seattle, school board members were actually in charge of every component of schooling. In fact, they hired every teacher. They cleaned the buildings. They purchased the books and delivered them. And school board members were actually assigned certain individual schools to be in charge of. They evaluated the teachers. And as urban areas, and particularly would be Chicago and New York City where it started first, as they got bigger and bigger and there were more and more schools, school boards got bigger and bigger and sometimes were upwards to 30 or 40 individuals. So even then, it was a full-time job. Now, was it as politically challenging as it seems to be today or contentious? I don't know. I don't think any of us know that.
So it sounds like there's not a lot of experience to draw upon if we want to try to figure out what paying school board members does for school boards, because not that many school board members are paid.
That's true. What we can do is we can look at examples where they have been paid, like, for example, in Florida. We can take a look at Florida boards and also other boards that are paid primarily six states in the South, mostly in the southeastern United States. And there we can look at the history and ask the question, before board members were paid and after board members are paid, has student achievement improved? Has the operation improved? Has there been less conflict? Have there been less turnover on boards? Are the board members more qualified in terms of their educational levels, et cetera? And in no measure can we find any change.
Well, wait a minute, though. I'm talking to Thomas Alsbury, professor of educational administration and supervision at Seattle Pacific University, about this idea that we should start paying school board members. Here in Seattle, they're able to collect reimbursements, but they're not paid. Now, certainly paying someone $42,000 a year means that you might get a more active involvement by people who cannot afford to do such a demanding job for free. Isn't that an argument for paying school board members, that you might get areas of the community that otherwise not be able to do it?
Yeah, that is something that you have to consider. One of the things that's been challenging for us is that we haven't really known what board members look like nationally. Now, I've just conducted with my center the first national study of boards, the data just in a few months ago. And so for the first time, we can tell you what do board members look like across the United States. And I can tell you that we see a very good representation of board members. That is that 70% of board members nationally have college degrees, well above the community, that about 10% come from the professional ranks, about 25% come from either current or retired educators, about another 25 to 30% from business, and then the rest from blue collar and other workers. And so we get a very excellent representation across also economic lines with the current system.
Really? So it's not just well-to-do people that are serving on school boards, even though they don't get paid?
No. In fact, one of the arguments is, well, should we change locally elected school boards? And I like to point to, pick a measure, gender equity. School boards that are elected in communities, about 40% women. In Congress, we're about 20%. Ethnic diversity, about 22% in urban centers and about 2% in the Congress. And so the system works as good as any that we have.
Thomas Alsbury is professor of educational administration and supervision at Seattle Pacific University. He spoke with KUOW's Ross Reynolds. Once again, State Representative Reuven Carlisle is considering legislation that would pay school board members $42,000 a year.